From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Marcia Jansen from the Pekin Civic Chorus. Their concert, Hooray for Hollywood, continues with performances this evening, tomorrow evening, and Sunday afternoon at the F.M. Peterson Theater at the Pekin Community High School. Marcia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Marcia, you've been involved with this organization in several different capacities over a long time.
Correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the organization and how you've seen it evolve over the years?
Certainly. The Pekin Civic Chorus began in 1953 with a group of people who just wanted to sing, and it was more of a choral orchestra type thing. They found out that the people in the community really didn't want that kind of music, so it switched into Broadway and doing the things that we are doing now. So now our shows consist of lots of movement, lots of dancing, those kinds of things, which is more contemporary.
And how often does the choir perform?
The choir performs every other year, and it's usually in June.
And how does the organization spend its time when you're between concerts? Are you still rehearsing, or do you use that time to prepare for the next show?
We use the time to prepare for the next show. There's a board of directors. There are seven of us. And we'll start this August, and we'll start preparing music and venues and all kinds of things for the show in 2018. So we work that whole time.
That's wonderful. Can you talk a little bit about the program that people will hear and experience when they come to the performance?
Yes, this year we're doing Hooray for Hollywood. And what we've done, we've taken songs that started on the screen and then went to stage, and then other songs that started on the stage and went to the screen. And so there are a lot of familiar songs. There's lots of dancing, lots of upbeat songs. For instance, we have The Best of Bond. We have Hello, Dolly. So there's something there for everybody.
So what do you do as a choir? What does your music director do from concert to concert so that it doesn't feel repetitive, so that it feels like there's something new about this program as opposed to the last program?
Well, we have a music library where we keep all of our music. So we have some that we repeat, but we try to do it from a way back. We just look at what's going on in the world and the community. We think we know what people like. We think now that it's a much younger crowd, and we have to stay with upbeat things and a lot of movement. And we have a lot of young choir members. And a lot of them have said, we'll sing a song, and they'll say, I didn't know that song. And, you know, and we understand that. So that's how we prepare for the next show.
And you have a wonderful team on the staff there. You've got director Laura Johnson and choreographer Michelle Leffler.
Right.
Can you talk about how you put together the music and the movement? That can be kind of complicated at times.
It is. We have a meeting with Laura, or whoever is the director at the time, usually in August of, like, 2017. And we will suggest songs, they will suggest songs, and then the director pretty much writes the show. And then we order the music, we give our input, and then the director and the choreographer pretty much work together because they're the professionals. And, you know, they know, we suggest. Sometimes our suggestions are good, sometimes they're not. But we sit out and watch things and see what we think goes, it looks good and what doesn't look good.
And are you working on music and choreography simultaneously, or do you learn the music first and then you bring in the choreography about halfway through?
We start in January of the year we're going to perform, and the chorus just has rehearsals January, February, and March, once a week. Then in March we start twice a week, and that's when the choreographer comes in. And then she'll work with the director and what songs they need, and so it works out really well that way.
Now, one of the complications of doing a concert with choreography is that means all of the music has to be memorized. You don't get to carry your scores on stage.
Right. Everything is memorized, and there's about a two-hour, it's a two-hour show. So we have a lot of music. There's a lot of memorization. The choir does a really good job with that. So we make a CD, a practice CD, that they can take home, put in their car to learn the words and the music as they go along. So, yeah, no music at all.
And you were mentioning that the director effectively writes the show.
Right.
Does this mean that there's scripted portions of the performance in between songs? Can you describe that a little bit for us?
Not really scripted. The whole thing is really scripted. There's a script that's put out, what number comes after which, or where the dancers are, where the movement is. and then we give that to the chorus, and so that they know what they're doing when they can go off stage, when they can't go off stage, when they have to be back on, those kinds of things.
And I would imagine that's something that your current music director, Laura Johnson, is very adept at, because she's not only been an educator, but she's also done a lot of theater work, both
correct.
As a director and a music director.
That's correct, and so has Michelle. They have both participated in Cornstalk, Peoria Players, those kinds of things. So they're real adept at theater and those kinds of things, where we were just mostly choral and what we did on stage and that kind of thing.
Now, Marcia, you mentioned that the chorus has been around for several decades, and you do have one member that has been there since the beginning. Can you
correct.
Tell us about him?
We have Mr. George Barris, and he has been was one of the original founders. He is still with us. He's singing this year. He does a solo every year. We are just amazed at his stamina. He's also our treasurer, so he takes very good care of our money and lets us know when we've spent too much. Most of the money that we raise, all the money that we raise goes back to the community.
And this is, we're talking about a 50-year participation
correct.
From Mr. Barris. That's
correct.
Really remarkable.
And he so enjoys the show. And people go to him to find out the history. And he's wonderful. He's just wonderful.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, you were talking about how you have a lot of younger singers coming into the choir. And I know from my own background that that is often a problem for community choruses, is often people are aging out of the choir, but there aren't enough singers coming in on the other end of the age spectrum.
Correct. One of the things is we take people as soon as they graduate from high school. So sometimes we have ICC students who will sing with us until they go away to another college. Of course, we have a lot of working people, and so we have to kind of work our rehearsal schedules, you know, our 7 at night on Sunday afternoons to accommodate those people. We like to have younger people come in because, as you say, some of us age out, and our younger people are who's going to carry on. So we try very hard to recruit younger people in the community.
And you mentioned ICC students. Well, where else do you find people? Do you find them in church choirs sometimes?
We find them in church choirs. We find them in the schools. People who are out in the community, business people, doctors, lawyers. We have all of those kind in our choir. Know of people. They ask friends. And then we publish in the papers when auditions will be, asking for people to try out, and send letters to all those people who have been in previous shows. When we're ready to do auditions for the choir.
So the chorus has been an appreciated part of the Pekin community for many, many years. Obviously, there's a lot of members who are very loyal and keep performing from year to year. Can you talk a little bit about the community that is provided when there's a community chorus?
Within the chorus,
yes,
you mean?
Yes, yes.
We're kind of like a family. After rehearsal, some people go out together for a couple hours at night. In the summertime and on the off year, we meet maybe once every other week at a restaurant, whoever wants to come together. And we're just like a family. Everybody cares about each other. Everybody worries about each other. And that makes it nice. You know, everybody gets along so well.
Is there a favorite piece that you have on the program this year that you'd like to share with the listeners?
I like Hello Dolly, and I think that's, I'm older, so I like that. I love that, and the dancing for that number is wonderful this year, and it's an upbeat number, and choir really likes singing that song, and they really get into it, so I personally like that song.
Now, I have heard from some of my friends in the last few days that the choir has spent this past weekend and quite a bit of time this week in technical rehearsals. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're working on these last few days to get ready for the performances?
We started on Sunday with dress rehearsal. They have to come completely dressed. We do makeup. We do all the props. They go off. They come on. If they can't get on and off at the right time, we note that, and then we, you know, try to fix it. We did that on Saturday, or Sunday and Monday, and then last night we had another dress rehearsal without costumes and makeup, but they went off and got their props and did all that. It's important because we hire a sound crew to come in. They came in Sunday. They have to set up all their sound equipment. They have to get those things. The light person has to have a light script, and those are all the things we do on these days. We just have to get all that coordinated.
And if someone is interested in getting more information about the choir, whether it's tickets for this concert or if they're thinking about maybe joining the next time around, what's the best way for them to reach you?
They can reach me on a website or phone call, either one, and I could direct them where they could buy tickets or come to the show.
We've been talking with Marcia Jansen from the Pekin Civic Chorus about their concert, Hooray for Hollywood. Performances continue tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon in the F.M. Peterson Theater in the Pekin Community High School. Thank you again for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us, and I hope everyone who comes enjoys the show.
Peoria Players Theater finishes off its season with the musical Rent, directed by Derek Kimmler. The rock musical tells the story of a group of impoverished young artists struggling to survive and create life in New York City's East Village. Performances run through this Sunday. For more information, visit www.peoriaplayers.org.
And the Peoria Park District is hosting its second Artist and Comic Expo this weekend at the Lakeview Recreation Center on West Lake Avenue in Peoria. The event includes artists and illustrators, writers and voice actors. The expo runs tomorrow from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 11 to 5.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
And you can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.